Alrighty, in the background we have the Rogue Satellites. They are doing Old Fashioned. They are going to be playing with the Sunday Painters and the 77s at Smalls on Friday night. There's an event going on at Nancy Whiskey's this weekend on Saturday night. I'm sorry, the Rogue Satellites are Friday night, along with the Sunday Painters and the 77s. That's happening at Smalls Friday night. The music we're hearing in the background is the Rogue Satellites. On Saturday night at Nancy Whiskey's, we've got a five-band show going on. It's one of the bands is going to be Broken Arrow. I couldn't find any information on the other bands, but they do say there'll be five bands. It's always blues music at Nancy Whiskey's, and that is located at 2644 Harrison in Detroit, right around the corner from Tiger Stadium. And we've got the John Sinclair party at the Bohemian, and some of the bands that are going to be playing that are the Black Irish, Mick Bassett and the Marthas, the Electric Lions, Dark Red, the Dex, Circus Boy, Marco Polo, Polio and the Vaccines, Oscillating Fan Club, the Displays, and the Pink Eye Orchestra. That's happening at the Bohemian National Home on Tillman, both Friday and Saturday night. Are we pretty close to getting ready to go? All right, we are going to be going live on the Motor Live Drive with Rise of the Peace Balloon in just a few minutes, a few seconds. Like I do. Okay, in the background right now we got Black Irish doing something called Early One Morning, but we are going to have to bring them down because we are ready to go live with Rise of the Peace Balloon in the studio in just a matter of minutes. Right, Black Irish will be one of the bands playing at John Sinclair's birthday party. Okay. We are going live on the Motor Live Drive today with Rise of the Peace Balloon. Are you there?
Hey, we are here.
Alrighty, welcome.
Thank you for having us. It's nice to be here at my alma mater. I attended about three classes here.
Yeah, me too.
I got a whole lot of money I owe the government, though. This first song is called The Kids Started Jumping, and it's for everybody over in Warrendale.
All right, the Rise of the Peace Balloon, right here in the Live Drive at 5 studio. In fact, would you guys like to introduce the band?
Eddie, would you like to introduce us?
My name is Eddie Altez. I play the acoustic guitar and the kielbasa and the Arabic drum, and I also sing. And how about you introduce yourself?
Well, my name is Brother Eric Villa. Some of you guys may have seen me. I'm that cat in the hat walking down the street with the shoes with the holes on his feet. And I play the guitar, the hollow body old gay that barely stays in tune, and an old rickety 62 Gibson Falcon.
And I'm Sister Nicole Villa, and I play a very shortened version of a drum set, and I also sing.
And this next song is called Biding Time. It's about a fella I met while walking by the ballpark, and he didn't ask me for anything, but actually that's where that cat in the hat reference came from, because he would always be like, here come that cat in that hat.
So here's to Vince.
Yeah, Vince is my man, Vince Wade. This is called Biding Time. Anybody, thank you guys. You guys are groovy behind that safe glass, just like the party store by my house. Anybody ever find a dead bird in their backyard in there?
Well, yeah.
You guys have animals where you live?
Oh, of course.
Well, this is about one that I found, and it didn't make me very happy the next day when a cat had got him.
We tried to save him the day before.
Anyway, this one's called Dead Bird.
Now I gotta throw you away.
not even a decent burial, huh?
Well,
if I would have been home.
He took a nice ride on a shovel, let me tell you.
Well, Peace Balloons, you've been rising right here on the radio, and we got to ask you something.
All right, lay it on me, Pops.
Oh, hey, Eric, Brother Eric, we got to tell, where can people come out and see the Rise of the Peace Balloon?
Well, it just so happens that 10 for 2, we are happen to be playing at John Sinclair's birthday party tomorrow at the Bohemian National Home on Tillman Street. And there's a number of groovy bands playing. My friend Jeff from Duende, the grooviest cat alive.
One of the nicest men that exists.
He'll be out there, and he's really pulling himself hard to do this thing. And I don't know, man. After that, we're playing the 16th over at the former Majestic Cafe with the High Strung and
Scarlet Oaks.
Yes. Ask Sister Nicole, please further this.
All right. Well, at the Bohemian National Home, we'll be playing in the Grand Ballroom at 8:40. So come early and check it out. It's a beautiful historic building. They're renovating it right now, and it looks absolutely beautiful, and everybody should come check it out, so it's going to be a good time. It's also helping to benefit John Sinclair's surgeries, so
yeah, I guess
helping him out.
His toes are killing him, man.
Ah, got to help him out. The guy's got to walk around. He does a lot of it.
Well, I have a feeling he makes his own medicine, so it should be okay.
The guy's got to walk around.
This next song is penned by the great Eddie Altez, and it's called My Head's Gonna Explode.
That's right. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Say who that one's for.
Oh! Oh, the Rise of the Peace Balloon, right here on the live drive at 5. In fact, Brother Eric, what's the best way for people to get a hold of the Peace Balloon?
Well, I guess you could find us on, since it's 19-2009, the face, my book.
My face?
Do you know that computer jazz? I don't want to plug corporations. But that's where you can find us.
But just in case you would like to, it's at myspace.com/the-rise-of-the-peace-balloon.
No laughing at me.
Well, now we know we have to talk to Sister Nicole if you want to know.
It's very sad.
If you want some logic.
Okay, and your MySpace site is?
It's myspace.com/the-rise-of-the-peace-balloon.
Ah, the rise.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And, in fact, you were telling me earlier about the Bauhaus, and you do some other things there as well, don't you?
I do. I work for a nonprofit organization, and we have some apprentices working over there doing the renovations. Oh. And they're doing a fantastic job and making the place look beautiful.
They're cleaning the toilets. They're cleaning John's toenails,
no,
stuff like that.
They're, they're doing the building restoration.
And
they're
all for $3 an hour.
Shush, they're doing a great job.
This next song you might be able to find on our MySpace. It's actually called I Notice You, but a lot of people know it as What a Shame It Is. And here it goes.
It's a shame.
You got your ears on?
Hey, bud.
Oh, no.
Hey, man, you got any, you got no, you got a bike? Hey, man, you got a bike for
I
me?
I got it. Hey, seriously, though, I was born and raised in Warrendale. I used to walk up here through sleet and snow with my books and my cold fingers, because that's back when I used to be a pretentious little snot.
With no shoes.
Well, I did have a pair of shoes, but they leaked. Let me tell you, and I had wonder brags. Mm-hmm. I had wonder brags right now, so I got to stop talking.
All right.
We're listening to the Rise of the Peace Balloon here on the Motor Live Drive. It's a pleasure to have you here today.
Pleasure to be here, ma'am.
And do you have something else for us?
Well, we're going to do one now by the late, great Elizabeth Cotton. I hope everybody's familiar with her work on Freight Train and such contemporary Americana classics like that. But this will be sung by the lovely and talented Sister Nicole Villa. It's called Shake Sugary.
My chair.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice.
All right, now, you guys like that one, you're sure to love this one. It's by the great Roger Miller. You notice a pattern developing here?
Same key.
Keep laughing at us.
Hey, because you're making it fun.
All right. Then I am doing my job.
Right.
This one's for my pop, if he's listening. You know what it is. It's Lover Please, as done by the Rise of the Peace Balloon. And we're going to wing it, so if we mess up, just plug your ears. Close your eyes, unless you're driving. Influenced the late great Nathaniel Mayer.
Oh, he's a good friend of ours too. So
we were trying to figure out who originally did that, and we remembered Nate's version. But...
Well, no, I believe it to be Clyde McFadder.
Ah.
Possibly Post Drifters or First Wave. Another fellow of note that I worked with recently is Andre Williams.
Ah.
I played three songs on bass on his newest album that should be out in January. So that was pretty fun.
Well, cool. In fact. Yeah, the last time I saw Andre Williams, we were sitting at the bar with Nathaniel Mayer having a drink together. So.
Well, no kidding, but I thought you weren't allowed to say that, you said.
Oh. Well.
They're drinking Coke.
Yeah.
You guys are drinking Coke? You guys are
of
weird.
Of course.
Out of very small glasses.
This one is our namesake. It's the first one that people expect us to always whip out the toy piano, and I guess it's kind of the old buckwheat wig thing all over again. We didn't bring the toy piano, and we have gone electric. But
and this is the first song I ever wrote for my dear husband here.
Aww.
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 This is called We'll Always Meet Again, and it's about how we've always known each other, we always will, in one form, shape, or another.
You guys are like the new generation Beat. I can see where you fit right in with John Sinclair and the Bohemian House.
Well, I know one place you might be able to find us tomorrow.
Oh yeah. In fact, we got brother Eric Villa over on guitar and vocals. He should be on the right side.
That was me.
Oh yeah, on the right side. In fact, we got Sister Nicole Villa.
Don't be saying I'm on the right side on the radio. I'm on the left side.
Oh, you're on the left, in the right channel. You're on the right channel.
Oh, okay, right on.
Okay, you got Sister Nicole Villa beating the tubs and singing so sweet.
Howdy, y'all.
And brother Eddie Altez, right over on the left side, on the left channel, that is. Hey. Guitar, vocals, and percussion.
Yeah, hey, Eddie, yeah, why don't you talk like Dan a little bit more? We got about a half hour to kill.
I broke my dough, but I can't do it. I got to go on my bike.
This is a perpetual offender on my backyard perimeter.
All right, this is called The Garden Song.
Oh, crap.
Originally done by whom?
Motor City's own Valentino's.
Which used to be me and Eric, yeah, that's right, ain't it?
Yeah, so we're gonna give it a go. This is for Polly.
Yeah.
But now
right. Now, we got to tell you guys, we got listeners calling in about you guys.
They said, yeah, they said you guys sounded really interesting.
Sounds like we're having a lot of fun on here, I guess. Huh?
That's right.
Yeah.
Sister Nicole.
Thanks, Mom.
Yes, sir.
No, we can verify it wasn't Mom. But Sister Nicole, mm-hmm. where are you guys going to be playing tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, we're going to be playing at the Bohemian National Home for John Sinclair's birthday party. All proceeds go toward his medical conditions, and we're going to be helping him out. We're going to be playing in the ballroom at 8:40, so get there early as far as shows go.
I guess some spaceman is going to play first in the library.
Okay. So, yeah, how many stages will they have? They'll have the library. Will they have that little club that's on the first floor open?
Yeah, they're going to be three, yeah.
It's great to see what they've been doing with that building. It's
also great to see. Never mind. I ain't making nothing, man.
Okay.
Well, yeah. On your MySpace site, there is a interesting apology video that you got yourself into a little trouble in Benton Harbor, I hear.
Oh, no.
We don't need to talk about that.
It was in Port Huron. We had a lot of fun.
just let it be known that Brother Eric's fist has a fury. And Brother Eddie has a glass eyebrow.
Well,
go to YouTube and watch it.
We'll say no more about that.
It was a heartfelt apology. And their beach does have a lot of rocks.
My sister.
My eyebrow is no longer full.
Oh.
Poor baby.
Well, in fact, Sister Nicole, you're going to tell us, but you've also got more things going on.
Yeah. At the Bohemian House?
Yeah. You're going to tell us about a website you had.
Yeah. People can pre-order CDs, LPs, 45s, T-shirts, all that business at Kickstarter.com. You can either search Peace Balloon, one word, or search Hamtramck, and we'll come up.
And a lot of Detroit, for some reason, does not know how to spell balloon. It is B-A-L-L-O-O. I know that's the confusing part because there's two L's and there's two O's. But I've walked up to many a club that we were playing and they said, Rise of the Peace Blooms, Rise of the Peace Broom. We are the Rise of the Peace Balloon and that is what is up. Our next song is called Going Home One More Time.
They say you can't go home again.
Now that we know how to spell your name, how did you come about the name Rise of the Peace Balloon?
Edwin? Because that's what's up.
Well, yeah, that is what's up, but I'm not going to get into detail.
Well, Sister Nicole is a bit nicer than us.
I hope so.
We're not allowed to say what we call it, refer to ourselves as on the air, but it is a blank balloon, Rise of the Blank Blank Balloon. Nicole?
Okay, the true story is I was taking a very long time to get out the door one day, and Eric actually made fun of me by calling me the peace balloon. So since he made up that term, it has become a band.
I thought it was the pizza balloon.
Nah, man.
No, that's not what band you're in.
Well, everybody likes pizza.
Well, yeah. Sure.
Well, tell me, if people can't get down to the Bauhaus tomorrow night, where else can they find the Rise of the Peace Balloon?
Probably at Jet's Pizza at 2 in the morning.
And Joseph Campo and Hamtramck.
Yeah. You can get a cheap slice there.
They could also find us
at the Record Graveyard on Kniff Avenue in Hamtramck. Jeffrey Garber's proprietor. Great man.
Also.
Oh, he's a nice guy.
They could also find us on the
PJ's Lager House at any given night. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, they could also find us on the 16th at the Majestic Cafe. They could also find us on MySpace.com, and they could also find us on Kickstarter.com.
Right on!
On Kickstarter.com, we have a fantabulous video that features all of the people in our neighborhood.
Yeah, you will get a kick. You will not be surprised, but amazed and arised, as one woman on the video put it.
She has amazing nails.
Yeah, she's groovy.
You mentioned you had T-shirts and things. You could pre-order the CD. When do you expect that to be out?
When the people do the thing that they need to do on the Kickstarter.com.
Right. It's basically a fundraising site, so we are looking for some kind of funding in order to be able to actually create these items. Everything's been pretty DIY so far.
I'm a member of the old schools. What are those things called that we sell? CDR? DVR? DVD? CDB?
CDR.
BVDs?
CDRs, dude.
I think we sell BVDs.
We sell a lot of BVDs at our shows. And there's a lot of people who have problems. Eddie needs them sometimes.
Yeah. I need all BVD.
Well, maybe we better keep some music going here, too.
Maybe we shouldn't try talking.
Yep.
All right, this one is called We Can Make It If We Try. It's gonna be all right. But I forgot how it goes for a second, so I'm just gonna have to compose as my thought.
Ready, Eddie?
Oh, that's how why, because I don't start it.
That's how why. All right.
When you were young, they used to say you can make it. You learned a lot along the way, not the greatest.
We can make it if we try. It's gonna be all right.
Well, I've got you and you've got me, related. It's where I've always wanted to be, my baby.
We can make it if we try. It's gonna be all right.
Be two old people sitting in the sun.
Uh-huh.
My darling lady, our life's just begun.
Uh-huh.
It's nice to know that you are the one.
Uh-huh.
I've waited so long for you to come.
We can make it if we try. It's gonna be alright.
Toes in the waterfall.
Uh-huh.
You're giving me something I will never forget.
Uh-huh.
I can't believe that we finally met. Who put that smile on your face? And have you noticed mine's the same?
We can make it if we try. It's gonna be alright.
We can make it.
it's heaven when you're with me.
I like the sound of that.
I think it's heaven when you're with me.
Uh-huh.
I think it's heaven when you're with me.
Oh, uh-huh.
I think it's heaven when you're with me.
Actually, that is about the nature preserve by the Henry Ford Estate. I think it's heaven and my favorite place and all that jazz. I used to ride my bicycle there from over at good old Warwick and Dayton. Anyway, you guys say something now. It's your turn.
Well, this weekend over at the Bohemian House, they're having a birthday party for John Sinclair.
That's what I heard.
And you guys are going to be there Friday night. There's an amazing lineup of bands that are participating in this. I have a list of some of them. I have to say that the artwork that came over the internet of the poster is very difficult to read. I wasn't aware that DeWinde was going to be playing there.
Oh, Jeff will be there. He'll be handling stuff, smoke coming out of his ears, and I can't tell you why.
Well, who else is going to play there, Margaret?
I've got Scotty Caretti, the Devilfish, the Wildcatting. Who else we have? A band called the Make Believers. I'm not sure of them. Mick Bassett and the Marthas. The Electric Lions. Dark Red. The Decks.
That's it.
Black Irish. Circus Boy. Marco Polo and the New Vaccines.
And Eric Villa and the Black Polacks.
And Oscillating Fan Club. And the Pink Eye Orchestra. Do you know, is John going to be performing with the Pink Eye Orchestra? Do you have any idea?
Yes, both nights.
He will be. Apparently,
both nights.
He's on his feet, so he should be doing good.
Okay, well, we ran into John during Mardi Gras, and I wasn't aware he was having trouble with his feet. He was feeling no pain that day.
It was Mardi Gras day.
We were dancing with the Mardi Gras Indians with him.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's been a pleasure to be here, and you might want to get a CD out during this next one, because it will be our final number on the air today. And it is a medley of This Train and My Babe, respectively, by Sister Rosetta Tharpe and Little Walter. But I promised I would only do this one more time, and this shall be the final time. Well, are you listening up? Dearborn and Detroit Airwaves?
Yeah!
Well, I'm about to tell you if you don't know. Bum ba bum ba bum ba bum ba bum ba bum ba bum. Yeah, I like the way you guys are listening. About a great gospel singer from a long time ago.
Bum ba bum ba bum ba bum ba bum ba bum ba bum.
Now, she always wore a dress and she sang like a lark.
Bum ba bum ba bum ba bum ba bum ba bum ba bum.
Or we're gonna do a song by the great Sister Rosetta Tharpe.
My baby, and I know she love me 'cause she don't do nothing.
nothing but kissing her, me, my baby. Two little girls, she my baby. Thank you, Lord. Well, this train, it don't pull no junkies, this train. Oh, yeah, she don't pull no junkies, this train.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure having you here today. We're going to play a little bit of the music from some of the artists that are going to be at the Bohemian this weekend. We're going to kick it off with Black Irish doing something called Early One Morning.
Ew!
In the background right now, you are listening to Pink Eye doing something called No Agreement. They will be playing at the Bohemian this weekend, supporting John Sinclair at John Sinclair's birthday party. It's happening both Friday and Saturday night. I want to thank Rise of the Peace Balloon for coming in today. And next week on the Motor Live Drive, we're going to have an Arabic folk band called Magique. Stay tuned for the Jump Button.
Broadcasting from the generous Henry Ford Community College, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn.
Throughout the land to host the Jump Button, home of dork cheek video game music and stuff on WHFR FM.
Rob with two B's. The Jump Button's awesome, his show is the best. Putting other radio shows to the test. He made his name playing songs from Game. Now the web knows his name. tubies. With Mr. Anderson, who is the Anderson? They're a dynamic duo.
The jump button is the best.